Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the season of Lent begins with a reflection on the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. The Church assigns temptation stories to the beginning of Lent because temptations come to everyone, not only to Jesus, and we seem almost genetically programmed to yield to the temptations. The very word temptation always reminds something connects with the flesh or sexual feelings. The question that we need to ask and examine is the only temptation that we face every day the temptation about the flesh? Let us ask ourselves, what is the temptation? Dictionary gives the meaning. Temptation is the desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. A thing that attracts or entices someone. Yes, when early in the morning alarm goes up, we have the temptation to sleep another 5 minutes extra or to skip that day's morning prayers and mass. Even after coming to the church, there is a temptation not to take the hymn book or prayer book, temptation not to attend the services. At the dinner table, there is a temptation to eat more and criticize what is cooked for us. There is a temptation not to do our duty and responsibility. Temptation to gossip, temptation to be lazy. Temptation for power and prestige, name and fame, to acquire wealth, to get the latest electronic gadgets, clothes, always engaged in Internet, iPhone, Facebook, Twitter. You know, we all face very many temptations every day, and from person to person, they are different. In the gospel account, we heard the temptation of Jesus. There are three of them. First, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. The temptation to eat or satisfy the desire. Secondly, all this I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Temptation to possessions. Third, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Temptation to abuse power. Yes, we also face many temptations, and very many times we do blame persons and situations for our temptations. Once a little boy always went to next door to play, even though his mom had warned him against doing so. This worried his mom so badly that she asked him why he was so disobedient or not obeying her. The little boy replied that Satan tempted him so bad and he did not know what to do. His mom then advised him to say, "Get behind me, Satan," whenever he was tempted. She then built a fence around the house. This worked for a week. Then one sunny afternoon, his mom looked out the window and there was her son playing on the neighbor's lawn, having made a hole in the fence. "Johnny," she cried out, "come here." She then said, "Did I not tell you to say, 'Get behind me, Satan,' whenever he tempted you?" "Yes," the boy replied. "Mom, I said, 'Get behind me, Satan.' Then Satan went behind me and pushed me through the hole in the fence." Dear friends, we can give the lame excuse of the persons or the situation around us, but that is not the solution. You know, the Great Wall of China is one of the wonders of the world. The cost and the effort to build is beyond human imagination. After the work, the people relaxed because they knew they were safe inside. Nobody could possibly attack them. It was impossible to climb over or penetrate through. But the enemies got in easily. Everyone wondered how it happened. The enemies simply bribed, they gave money to the gatekeepers. There is something, an enemy within all of us. The consent we give to the situations or temptations. And Satan knows this only too well as he dangles temptations before the windows of our souls. So the question, how can we overcome the temptations or the evil inclinations that we face? Saint Francis de Sales would say, "Let the enemy continue to knock at your door. After some time, the enemy will get tired and go away." Yes, sometimes we need to be patient and wait. Holy Family of Nazareth, fearing the king, went away from him. The flight into Egypt. Yes, sometimes we need to keep away from the things that tempt us. We also need to confront and conquer temptations as Jesus did, using the means he employed in his life. Like Jesus, every one of us is tempted to seek sinful pleasures, easy wealth and positions of authority, and is drawn to use of unjust or sinful means to attain good ends. Jesus sets a model for conquering temptations through prayer, penance, and the effective use of the Word of God. Temptations make us true warriors of God by strengthening our minds as well as hearts. Hence, during the Lent, let us confront our evil tendencies with prayer, especially by participating in the Holy Mass, with penance, and with meditative reading of the Holy Bible. Knowledge of the Bible prepares us for the moment of temptation by enabling us to know Jesus more clearly, to love him more dearly, to follow him more nearly, day by day. As a parish family in this land, we are reading the book Rediscover Jesus. The first chapter, there is that famous and beautiful prayer: "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." Let us be close to God, be attached to him in prayer, penance, and good works, so that we have the courage, the strength, the grace to overcome the various evil tendencies and inclinations we face in our daily lives. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.